How are you?
The meeting for February 2nd, 2017 is called to order. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes from January 5th?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of January 5th, 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Communications for information?
None this evening.
Actions on matters still pending, new business?
None this evening.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing?
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator Report. None. You can report that Eric is not going to be.
Board Member Hansen is out of the country and will not be here tonight.
Do I hear a motion to excuse Board Member Hansen?
So moved.
And seconded. Are all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Human Resource Director reports and requests. Ms. St. Germain. Yeah.
Good evening, board members and Chair Summers. I have two updates on requests for list extensions that I approved, and then we actually have action items for you. We have four requests for non-competitive examination. So I approved a one-year extension of the wastewater treatment plant operator list. This was originally established on March 2nd, 2016, and there were 36 people originally on the list, six Tacoma residents. We hired two people from the list. One was a Tacoma resident, and so currently there are 34 people on the list, five City of Tacoma residents. There are additional opportunities that may become available this year, and the list is also used for setup purposes, so I approve that extension. I also approved a one-year
extension. Madam Chair? Madam Director, this first list, the one-year extension to the wastewater treatment plant operator, it doesn't, you know, looking at the minimum qualifications here, it really doesn't look like there's a lot there. You know, I'm really kind of, you know, surprised, you know, that there's not more Tacoma residents and that you're wanting to extend a list with only six Tacoma residents.
There's 34 individuals on the
list. Oh, I'm sorry, five Tacoma residents.
Yes, but there are 34 individuals on the list that are eligible for.
So you think that's a good ratio?
I don't know about the ratio. I'm really looking at the total number of applicants available for hire.
Well, so if I may, you know, unless I'm missing something here, it says licenses, certifications, and other requirements, and then it just lists driver's license and valid Washington State certification as a wastewater treatment plant operator for Group 1 plants. It doesn't really seem, you know, like a whole lot there.
I can certainly ask the Environmental Services Director and the staff about the profession of wastewater plant operations to get a better sense of that, but they do need, aside from high school, they need coursework or training specifically in wastewater plant operations and a year of experience in operations of a wastewater treatment plant. So that is
so. Can someone,
Board so Member can, Heller, if I may,
I'm sorry,
Board Member Heller.
I think I can help by jumping in a bit. That wastewater treatment plant operator license is a nuanced thing. There's not a lot of them. I know because I've had involvement in recruitment for wastewater treatment plant operators. So I actually think getting five city residents that are qualified to be wastewater treatment plant operators is stellar. It's like I said, it's one of those rare type of nuance or niche professions. There are not a lot of people.
So my question's a good follow-up, if I may.
Board members.
Madam Director, so where does one go to get the training and the certification for a wastewater treatment plant operator? Is that something that they can do locally here, or You know, if I wanted to do that, would I have to go to Seattle or someplace else? Or?
I'll find out more detailed information because okay. there are local wastewater treatment plants, but I don't uh-huh. know where the coursework is, so I'd like to follow up on right. this and report back.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
And will you make sure that whatever information you send to Board Member Sexton gets sent to all the board members?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the second list extension that I approved was for the office assistant. It was originally established in January 28th of 2016. There are 364 people on the list, 133 Tacoma residents. We hired 5 people from the list, and there are also 7 temporaries were hired from the list. They still remain on the list. So what we did here is we did send out a survey to all the applicants remaining on the list, and over 90% of the respondents asked to remain on the list and to be considered for hire. So the current data shows that there's also a significant amount of diversity of candidates, and therefore we determine that it's still valid and would like to extend the list for 1 year. So on the action items, our requests for you this evening, the first three, they are requests for non-competitive appointment, and the first one is for a line electrician, and we have the... I think most of the employees are here as well, and HR analyst Rodney Croston will present that. And then we have 2 other requests for competitive examination for IT analysts. Rodney Croston will also present that, and the 4th request is also for a waiver of competitive examination, and it's for a program development specialist. The person is also here, and Teresa Dent, HR analyst, will present that information for you. So we can start with Rodney Croston on the non-competitive appointment for the line electricians.
Thank you.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department, and this is Cheryl Brown. She's the supervisor of this work group. We're here tonight to request the non-competitive appointments for Jesse Bauer, Andrew Burkhard, Trent Echegoyen, Rob Marty, and Colton Wieson into the journey level line electrician classification. These employees all competed in open competitive examinations to get into the apprenticeship. They've since completed 7,000 hours of on-the-job training and 400 classroom hours over the last 3.5 years. And so we're requesting your approval to non-competitively appoint them into the journey level class.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a non-competitive appointment, line electrician for Jesse Bauer, Andrew Burkhart, Trenton Egoyan, Robert Marty, and Colton Wesson.
Second. I hear a second. Are there any other questions from the board members? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Are any of those line electricians with us? Would you like to come up and say hello?
Or whatever.
And let us thank you for your service. And congratulate you.
Your first test is to see if you can work the mic.
Yes.
See if I can work this microphone. I pass.
It looks like it.
I guess I'll keep it short, but I'm thankful, very, very thankful for this opportunity to
Could work. You identify yourself?
My name is Robert Marty.
Hi, Robert.
Good to meet you. It's a great opportunity to work as a lineman for City of Tacoma and through the umbrella of Tacoma Power. So thanks again for the opportunity.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you guys. Yeah, same thing. Thank you for the opportunity. It's been 3.5 years, a lot of work. Glad to be here.
Same thing. Could you identify yourself?
My name is Trenton Echegoyen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now you know.
Good evening, Andrew Burkhard.
There you go.
Just like to thank you guys for the opportunity and thank all the people along the way that helped me through it and created it. So I feel blessed to have the opportunity and came out on top after 3.5 years. It's definitely a good amount of weight off my shoulders now, but I'm ready for the next learning curve. So thank you.
Congratulations and thank you all very much.
No, that's okay. Good evening. I just wanted to add, they did work hard. It was a large class, and they all finished with above a 90% average overall, so their overall grade. So they're going to make good journeymen, and we're excited for the next phase of their career.
And Lisa Stapleton, project manager from Water Information Management Systems, is joining me. For our next request, it's a waiver of competitive exam for Steve Pitsky and Keith Burdett into the IT analyst classification. Keith Burdett was hired at Tacoma Water through a partnership with UWT as an intern while he completed the Geographic Information System Certificate Program. He completed that program. He successfully competed in open competitive exams for a higher level classification in the IT analyst series, but we'd like to offer him this position as an IT analyst. Steven Pitsky was hired as an engineering technician back in 2004. He then competed in open competitive examinations to be permanently appointed into that class. He's been working on systems related to GIS while he also got his GIS certificate from UW-Tacoma. His work has changed, and he's been reclassified to an IT analyst. And we're requesting this waiver so that we don't have to advertise a public announcement and force him to go through the inconvenience of competing for the job he's occupying.
Madam Chair?
And did you have anything to add?
Just good evening, and I hope that you'll approve this.
Thank you. I have a feeling it's headed in the direction. Board Member Sexton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for IT analyst Keith Burdett and IT analyst Stephen Pitsky.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Are there any other questions from board members? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Hello, my name is Steve Pitsky. I would just like to thank my supervisor and manager and the HR department for all this effort and support that they've given me in this process. And I would like to thank you guys for listening and your consideration.
Thank you. Thank you. And we have good information. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Chair Summers and Board, I'm Keith Burdett, and I too want to thank you. I'm just sad that Ms. Lynn McRae is leaving Tacoma Water, and I don't get to work with her more. She announced her retirement a couple weeks, months ago, and we had a staff meeting today and with the whole water department, and just seeing her emotion is, I'm just so proud to work for the department, and I wish I could work for her longer. But yeah, I'm proud to continue with whoever they choose to move on. So thank you.
New stuff. I'm not used to it. Okay. Hi, Chair Summers, members of the board. My name is Teresa Dent. I'm from the Human Resources Department. With me this evening is Amy McBride from the Community and Economic Development Department, Tacoma Arts Commission. We are here this evening to request a waiver of competitive examination under the Tacoma Municipal Code 1.245570 for the position of Program Development Specialist, known as Art Specialist. And this is for Rebecca Salverson, who is currently doing the work. This position requires a thorough and complete understanding of the art community. Art is integral to the city of Tacoma, and we need solid specialists in this field. I believe that Ms. Silverson has the credentials and experience and superb communication skills, which are integral to the success of this program. I believe she is an asset to the city's success, and it would be a significant loss to the program should we not be granted this request. I would further like to introduce you to Amy McBride, Tacoma Arts Commission Administrator and Supervisor for this position, and she can answer any additional questions you might have.
Amy? Good evening, Chair Summers and Board. I would just like to let you know that public art specifically is a strange and wonderful field. We love it, but it requires a very diverse set of skills. It's being able to do project management of construction projects in city rights of ways and in parks and buildings. So knowing the language of not only the artists, but the engineers and the construction people and all of that batch of folks, that's one piece. The other piece is working deeply in community, and that's something that Rebecca does beautifully. A second-generation Tacoman, she knows Tacoma very well and is really, really committed to what she does. And we are out in the field all the time working with community because public art isn't just saying, oh, I'm going to make a sculpture and put it right there. It's about bringing community together, helping them to bring their voice to bear for these projects. The other thing that's really crucial is that half of her position, this position, is funded through our partnership with Metro Parks and other consulting contracts we have with Sound Transit. And we took over the public art management for Metro Parks 2 years ago when they took on a percent for art policy of their own. And Rebecca's the lead on all of those projects and has established tremendous relationships. We currently have about 20 projects in play right now, and being able to just keep moving that along is really essential. The other thing that's interesting about public art specifically is that it's not, schools just started training people how to do it. It's a pretty new field, so it's one of those things where you need to have the experience to be able to get the experience to have the experience, and there just aren't that many people out there doing it. I think that's, I'm happy to answer any other questions you may have.
I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for program development specialist Rebecca Solis.
Second. It's been seconded. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Thank you so much. Is Rebecca here?
She's here. We brought her along. We're so proud of her.
This person. And will you please turn off your mics because we have problems with this one.
Hi, my name's Rebecca Solverson. I got a little bit emotional. Thank you so much. I've been doing this job for a while, and I love working in my community and with my community. And I really appreciate this. I didn't think this was going to happen. I feel like I'm making an Oscar speech or something. But thank you. I'm very happy to make it official. Both ways.
Okay, and you are a native.
Yes, I went.
What schools did you go to?
Lowell Mason Stadium and then SOTA, third graduating class. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Go
now.
That are there any comments by other public members?
Madam Chair.
You're not public.
Oh. You're right. I jumped the gun there a little bit.
Are there any members by board members?
Well, I was still waiting to see if any public members were.
Yeah, Steve's not here and give us
all
a
bad right.
time.
All right. Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
You know, I always complain profusely when the reports are lacking. I thought I should mention tonight, Rodney and Teresa, that the reports tonight were outstanding. They were very good. I always appreciate when we get more than a page of information, and they were very well tonight. So thank you both very much.
And the additional information that we received, Teresa in particular, I really do appreciate and Ms. McBride the additional information and sharing with us how this works and how it all comes together. It was very valuable, and I want to thank you too. And Rodney, please think of that joke. You know, that's all I ask.
No, a different joke.
Yeah, but you may have to clean that one up. Are there other members? Are there other comments by board members?
I'm not going to adjourn until we get the joke.
Hearing none, we are adjourned.